This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This fan focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. I don't believe Anthony Volpe should be handed back the starting job once he's healthy. Jose Caballero should be the starting shortstop once Volpe gets back. Allow Volpe to earn the starting shortstop gig back. Because there's this perception that he is the golden boy, that he gets these things handed to him, that he has a longer leash than others. Yankee fans are going to meet him with boos if he struggles early. You're not putting Anthony Volpe in a good position based off of last year, which was a nightmare, if you just hand him the starting shortstop gig back. Let him climb back up the mountain. It's best for him. Because if Caballero's playing well and Volpe is given the job and they sit Caballero and Volpe struggles, he's going to hear it from the fans. And that does him zero favors. The numbers, year by year, have gone down for Volpe. The approach at the plate is bad. The defense has been awful. The batting average is abysmal. And you wonder where he's at mentally, considering last year where he heard a lot of boos. Do right by him. Don't put him in a bad situation. There have been players before, like the Gary Sanchez's of the world, that just could never get over being on that list where Yankee fans can't stand the sight of you and they boo you at every moment. Josh Donaldson, Joey Gallo. It's a tough list to get off of. And you're doing Volpe zero favors. If you think he's the future and you want him to have a long Yankee career as your shortstop, then don't thrust him right back into the starting role. Especially if Caballero is playing well. That would not be smart strategy, and you would be doing Anthony Volpe a massive disservice. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Evan put out a list of tiers for his quarterback with the Jets, with the search. To me, there's one tier, it's Malik Willis. If you can't get Malik Willis, then everybody else is pretty interchangeable. I think Willis has an opportunity to be a top 15 quarterback in the league. I really do. After going to Tennessee, struggling. You know, that was his first stop. But Green Bay, he, much like Sam Darnold in San Francisco, Willis learned how to be a pro quarterback. And any opportunity he was given when Love got hurt, he flourished and played really well. I think once Willis gets the starting opportunity that he's going to get this offseason, he is going to really turn a lot of heads. I'll be consistent on this. I've been consistent on it. I think he's going to end up on the Steelers. But to me, he's the top tier, and then everybody else kind of falls under that first tier. Let's go to Harris in Syosset. What's up, Harris?
You just stole my thunder, Positive Tommy. I wanted to talk about quarterbacks who the Jets might want to get.
Go ahead.
What about Kyler Murray, Kirk Cousins, Tua, and Anthony Richardson?
Okay.
Any of those?
It depends on what you're looking for. Now, are you picking up any of these players as long term solutions? Really, the only guy there that I think could potentially. Two, I guess. Richardson and Murray. Tua would just be a placeholder. I don't know how much game he has left. And obviously Cousins is he's putting on 18. So he's got very few years left.
Bottom. How about, Kyler Murray or Anthony Richardson? Either or? No good? Yes? Maybe.
I kind of like the idea of a flyer on Richardson. He was a guy, Harris, that only, I think, played a year at Florida. Never worked out for him with the Colts, but there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a big arm, the size. So I think with the right coaching, now maybe Frank Reich could be that guy, you have something, but you already did the lottery ticket with Fields. So how many lottery tickets can you buy before you run out?
Yeah.
Murray is interesting. Okay. Now, the knock on Murray is that how much does he care about playing football? Is it, you know, a top priority of his? But when he cares, Harris, Kyler Murray can be a really good quarterback. I don't know how you get there. And I don't know how Glenn survives it. But I think the best possible scenario for the Jets is to be picking first overall in the draft next year. And then you have sort of the pick of the litter of all the quarterbacks that are coming out. Moore, Manning, Sain, Carr. It's going to be a very strong class. Now, we'll see, based on the year, who really stands out the most. I think Moore has the leg up on everybody, but Arch Manning, if he has a monster year, especially when you consider the hype surrounding him coming into college and coming into his time there in Austin with the Longhorns, he could leapfrog Moore, but right now it's Moore's race to lose. But I like the idea of Manning, because if he could win a Super Bowl with the Jets, look, he's coming into the NFL with massive shadows around him. Not only his two uncles, but also his grandfather. There's a lot to carry with that last name. And what better way to cement your legacy and sort of separate yourself from your family, meaning their accomplishments, not you want to separate yourself from them, but their accomplishments, to try to get out of the shadow, than to win a Super Bowl with the Jets? I almost did the Owen Hart there, kick your leg out of your leg, which is one of my favorite wrestling angles of all time. Owen Hart, the Rocket, living in the shadow of Bret Hart. Oh my God, how good was that? He did botch the line at the Rumble, but still, he kicks him in the leg. They have that great series of matches, the opener at WrestleMania 10, which was dynamite, the best opener ever. Maybe in any wrestling show ever, but certainly at WrestleMania. And then the cage match at SummerSlam to keep Bret and Owen in and the rest of the Hart family out. Tried to do my best Todd Pettengill there. But that's one of my favorite. The little brother, right? The shadow, the Rocket Owen Hart. So I still got there, but I didn't do a detour. But yeah, it would absolutely, as I try to get back on course here, it would be absolutely massive for Arch Manning's legacy to win with the Jets. Now, we know they've already hired a defensive coordinator that nobody's ever heard of. Now, we here at After Hours have uncovered the fact that Brian Duker is artificial intelligence. We got to get Brian on, too, to talk to him. You know what I mean? I don't know how long the conversation will last.
I'm Brian Duker.
Well, hello, Brian.
Can I get you some coffee?
No, I'm good. I actually stopped drinking coffee, Brian. I decided over the summer that coffee just isn't going to do it for me anymore. My sleep schedule was getting all screwed up. I was drinking way too many cups. I moved on from the coffee, and it's served me well. Like, it was a crutch for me too when I was on the air. I was like, I got to drink coffee. Maybe that's why I've slowed down a little bit. Because I used to talk like this all the time, and everybody on the internet said, he talks too fast, he's trying to be Mad Dog. He's not Mad Dog. What the heck? What happened to the station? Why don't they fire him? He's ruined it.
What?
And now I slow down a little bit, and people think I'm cutting a wrestling promo when I give my takes. So maybe I should just go back to talking really fast. If I have 6 seconds to go, I'll be talking really fast, and I'll be Mad Dog.
Loogie!
But yeah, I quit coffee, Brian. So I appreciate the offer. But I'd like to get you on the show, Brian Duker, the first...
Hi.
...ever defensive coordinator made out of artificial intelligence. So we'll work on that. We have a great producer team here at After Hours. Connor, who does an amazing job. Fliegelman, who does an amazing job. And then, of course, the runt in the litter would be Rosenberg, who, you know, he exists. Yeah.
Paulie Rosenberg! Rosie!
Sort of the Jar Jar Binks of producers. What can I say?
The great Paul Rosenberg.
Right. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Where do we want to head out to here? Let's go to Edison. Tyler's on the fan. What's up, Tyler?
Hi, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to get your take on Anthony Volpe. Everyone keeps on saying last season. Doesn't everyone remember last season he was injured?
Yes. Absolutely.
So why is all the hate on last season?
Well, the numbers are still...
He could be an amazing player.
Well, I don't know about amazing, but the numbers were still kind of trending down anyway when you consider like his first year in the bigs. But you're right. The injuries that he was dealing with, or the injury he was dealing with, could have affected him, certainly at the dish, no doubt about it. You know what, Tyler? That's your cue to then say something else. Well, I thought we were having a kind of a conversation there. You just wanted to make a statement, which is totally good. It was a good statement. But then I felt like, boom, I could hit you with another. Then you could hit me back. We could volley back. All good. That's on me, not on you. Tyler, that's on me, not on you. Yankee fans, this is a start of a beautiful, beautiful friendship. Trust me. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But yeah, I think Volpe, with the injury, with the mental psyche, you wonder where he's at when he comes back in terms of all that stuff. I still think Caballero is the guy to be the shortstop. And if he's playing well, certainly allow Volpe to ease back into the starting role. Don't just throw him in there, because fans will see right through that. The Yankees have been known to do that, and it has upset fans, whether it's keeping Holmes as the closer way too long. Yankee fans, and I give you a ton of credit for this, are usually six steps ahead of the organization. Now, I don't know if it's a stubbornness by Cashman and Boone. I have no idea. But Yankee fans are always ahead of the curve on things that are affecting the team in a negative way, or players that shouldn't be in the role that they're in. And they just scream about it ad nauseum, hoping somebody can hear. And then eventually, the Yankees do ultimately get around to it. So hopefully, they are at that point with Volpe. And this isn't to say that Volpe is not going to have a good to great career with the Yankees. You hope he does. But I think you're not doing him any favors by handing over the starting role to him when he gets back. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to the Shaolin Land, Staten Island. Franco's on the fan. What's up, Franco?
Oh, today is a positive day. We're changing that to the island of Christina Aguilera, no Wu-Tang. So three positive messages for you.
At least, by the way, Franco, at least you got the reference. Whenever I do it, I wonder how many people understand the reference. Thankfully, you do. Christina Aguilera, I have to remind myself that she's from this area. I always kind of forget that. I don't know why. Maybe she doesn't like sort of wear it, you know, in terms of like being from here. But I always forget.
Well, she was born on Staten Island and then left pretty early.
Oh, so it's one of those kind of things. Oh, gotcha. So she didn't spend a lot of her time as a New Yorker. Okay.
Yeah, but today is a day of forgiveness and repentance. So we start with Christina, born on Staten Island, and she turned her life around and in her album, La Luz. Second positive message of the day. This one's for you.
Yes.
The snowfall predictions are down to 1.5 inches at JFK, and you can enjoy your nephew without any obstacles.
Let's go! 1.5? So when? Well, now I got a little nitpick here. When is that supposed to fall, though, the 1.5? What are we talking, Sunday into Monday still? Has that changed, or just the snow projection?
By the time you land, there'll be 1 inch of the 1.5.
Got it. Okay, I think that if that's the case, and we know whether people can, you know, change their minds hour to hour, which I totally understand, but right now, we're looking good. I love it, I love it, I love it. What's the third one?
And the last message.
Very good. Good little calzone you got there, Franco. What do you got for number three?
Okay, I came up with two new tanking phrases, but today, the day of forgiveness, is not a day for tanking.
Right.
So the ultimate anti-tanking message ever given, and the last shall be first.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. It's a good little calzone you got there. And by the way, if you don't know what Franco is referring to, and let's just take that one by one. I've always been more of a Christina Aguilera fan than Britney Spears. I'll just throw it out there. I mean, as far as their singing voices, please. I mean, it's not even in the stratosphere as far as Christina and Britney. And if I, you know, can be such a, you know, a man, I would say Christina Aguilera is better looking.
Oh, hi there.
Yes. The second thing, what Franco is referring to, so I got to go to Beverly Hills this weekend. It is my nephew, my only nephew. I have no siblings. My wife has a sister, and that's her only sibling. So we have one nephew, so it's very, very, very important to us to be there for him. He does live across the country in Beverly Hills. My in-laws live out there, and we want to be a part of his life. We can't be there all the time. And he's still young. He's not going to be able to travel out here. So it's important for us to be there for his first birthday. We will be going to Beverly Hills. I will be back Monday night to do the show. It's very important to me that I'm here to do after hours. But when I started seeing some of this weather, I started getting, you know, aggravated. And it doesn't help that I dealt with Rosenberg last night, who just has the worst delivery. He's just brutal, dark cloud. He's got terrible vibes. Always bet responsibly. Let me just preface by saying this. But if you are to gamble and you do sit down at a blackjack table, Rosenberg's the type of guy that you get up from the table if he's sitting next to you. He's slouching, the hand on the head.
You're my best friend.
He's just dumping all his problems on everybody.
Paul Rosenberg, the legend.
He just has that brutal, you know, he's got the receipt or the slip from the slot machine for 20 cents. Like,
genius, Paul Rosenberg.
Like when there's 20 cents left in the slot machine, just donate it. The idea that you waste paper on 20 cents... So you're going to go to the window and ask for 20 cents? I guess you go to the machine with those, but still. 20 cents! It's not, yeah, you can go to a machine with that. But still, you put there's people there that are cashing out for hundreds, and they got to stand behind you so you can cash out for 60 cents? Anywho, terrible vibes. Awful.
Rosie!
You know I'm an all-time vibes guy. And by the way, I'm sure one of your friends is hitting you up now, Paul. Somebody that you went to high school with or something like that.
Hey, Lugo is being mean.
Have you heard the things that are said about me on this radio station? Or, my goodness. Anywho. Yeah, terrible vibes. Where was I going with all this? Oh, yes. So that was getting me in a mood. So I was in a mood last night. And I'm a little bit better because I did see that with the weather. But now I'm worried that I'm in a really good mood. And now I'll be in a bad mood if it turns bad. All I could say is this. I'm going to do everything in my power to get back. For some of you, you'll be happy. For the rest of you, you won't be happy, but you'll still be listening. Anywho, what did I want to talk about here? The Ask Tommy Anything segment that's coming up in just about 45 minutes. We've been working on changing the name, and by that I mean we haven't worked on it at all. So I just threw out on the air, can we come up with a different title for it? So how about Testing Tommy's Thoughts? Connor, where would you rate that scale of 1 to 10? Testing Tommy's Thoughts.
So that would be Triple T, Testing Tommy's Thoughts.
Correct.
I like it. It has a little bit more of a better, you could say Triple T, Testing Tommy's Thoughts.
You give that what, 7.5?
6.5.
Okay. How about Loogie Let's Loose? What do you think about that?
Well, I see that's the problem with that one is people have to know, they have to call in and
right.
ask you something.
Exactly.
It's not really you letting loose.
Correct.
It's them asking you a question and then you letting loose.
Right. When it comes to settle the debate, we're good on the title. You know, STD. I guess we could, now that I hear that out loud, I suppose
what?
We could change it to settling the debate STD. But either way, settling, tomato, tomato, the debate STD, which is a segment that we just started this week. I think it might be the greatest idea I've ever had. And that is you present me with a debate that has been, well, debated for years, and we don't have an answer on it. It could be sports, it could be television shows, it could be music, and you learn stuff with this one too, because I had no idea that there are people on this planet that are in the camp that consider a hot dog a sandwich. To the point, Connor, that somebody offline went to Rosenberg and said, Lugauer, and I mean, the fact that you would accuse me of this is insulting, is lying about the fact that he never heard that. I swear I have never heard the idea that people think a hot dog is a sandwich because it's meat with bread. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not because I say so. It's its own entity. A hot dog's a hot dog, a hamburger's a hamburger, and a sandwich is a sandwich.
You never heard that before? Even a hot dog, a sandwich?
Another country heard
that's
from.
That's been a debate that's been raging for, I would say, close to 15, 20 years.
20 years?
Maybe even longer. And the people who say that a hot dog is a sandwich, they're just looking for attention. Nobody thinks a hot dog is a sandwich. It's a hot dog. That's why it's a hot dog. It's not
years.
A sandwich with a wiener sausage or whatever.
Wiener.
It is a hot
sausage.
Dog.
Yeah. For 20 years, Baby Ruth, who is she? But then, Connor, here's the problem. And this is why I didn't want to give in to the... That's why I said it's hot dog, it's hot dog, it's hot dog. Someone else called up and said, is cereal a soup?
No, it's not a soup.
But why
it's
not?
It's a cereal.
But why
you go to the grocery store and you have your cereals, right? And then you have your soups.
Uh-huh.
Your soups are like Campbell's Chunky.
Correct.
Chicken
Hearty.
Noodle.
Mm.
No one is going to confuse Captain Crunch Crunchberries for soup.
Right. But the problem here we have, Connor, is if we were to settle the debate, better known as STD, if I were to award the hot dog to be a sandwich, it opens up the food Pandora's box where we now can have loose associations of food turn into, yeah, why can't cereal be a soup? Why can't a taco be a sandwich? And then all hell breaks loose. We can't have chaos. Not as long as I'm running the New York Yankees. We can't have chaos at After Hours.
Tommy, you cannot unsettle the debate, call a hot dog a sandwich. Because then it gets totally out of control.
Right.
Because then is a steak a hamburger without a bun?
Well, hold on.
Or is a hamburger steak on a bun?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, it's your buddy Craig Carton.
And I'm Chris McMonagle.
If you love New York sports but don't live here, you know it's tough to catch the real pulse of the city.
Knicks, Nets, college hoops, Yankees, Mets, and now every NFL roster shakeup. We break down all the storylines the headlines can't capture. No matter where you are, we bring the energy straight to you. Everything you'd get if you were listening in New York itself.
Catch the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Get the city's voice, even from miles away.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Ugh.
could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun.
It might be.
Then you open up all sorts of avenues for people to get too crazy.
Because you can't get a burger at a steakhouse. So I don't know if that's enough to make it. You know what? You bring up a good point. By the way, Connor, we talked about cereal. No cheating. No peeking. Spell Fruit Loops.
Okay, I think I know this one. This is also, we talked about this, I think, last week. This is a Mandela effect, I think.
Pretend.
FROOTLOOPS.
Okay, but without knowing that, how would you have spelled it?
I would spelled it FRUIT.
Yes, it is in fact spelled the way that Connor spelled it, FROOTLOOPS, which is, in fact, a Mandela effect.
Now, you know Space Jam? The Toon Squad? Spell Toon Squad.
T-O-O-N-S-Q-U...
T-U-N-E
Squad.
Wait,
hold on a second. They're tunes. They're cartoons.
At some point, somebody went back in time and changed that.
Wait a minute. So the Looney Tunes are music, not cartoons?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. What is the original? So Looney Tunes, the way it's spelled, is T-U-N-E-S or T-O-O-N-S. They're tunes. You are a toy, T-O-Y. Well, actually, this would be a cartoon.
Yeah, it's Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S. Mm. They're tunes. So they love music, maybe? I don't know. Or someone back and changed that. Because I remember it being, why would it be Toon Squad, T-U-N-E?
Right. I don't know. Now, speaking of tunes, let me ask you a question here. I'm not saying I do. Is it okay to think Jessica Rabbit is hot? Is that like, is there like, that? That's like, is that
I
a weird
I think that's
part?
Fine. That's fine, right? Lola Bunny has been getting praise for that for a very long time.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's like, if that's okay. I don't know. You are like that weird part of the like high school. Like everyone's like, oh yeah, he thinks Jessica Rabbit's kind of hot.
Yeah, maybe a little bit weird. Maybe not for certain company, but I think it's
probably
fine.
Not something you'd say out loud on the radio. Which thankfully,
right,
because I didn't say I think she's hot. I just was curious if you were that person that watched, you know, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Please, would you think? I didn't even know I was gonna hit that one perfectly. I didn't think I would, but I did. Is Jessica Rabbit hot?
Well, Jessica Rabbit also doesn't really look like a rabbit unless I have the wrong Jessica Rabbit here.
Well, here's the tricky one here, Connor. So she's not, in fact, a rabbit. She's just married to Roger Rabbit, who is a rabbit. Jessica Rabbit is just a hot, you know, nightclub
animated
singer.
Character.
Yeah, and the reason she married a rabbit, in her words, is because he made her laugh.
I would say that's even more socially acceptable than saying that you think Lola Bunny's hot. And people have been saying that on the internet.
Yeah,
so
the internet,
I think that's fine. Okay. Jessica Rabbit, totally fine.
Totally fine. Jessica Rabbit's hot. Okay, so we settled the debate there, I suppose. See, that's what we're talking about. When we do settle the debate, that could have been part of the STD portion of the program, which settled the debate. Is Jessica Rabbit hot?
The mom from The Incredibles gets a lot of love
the
there, too.
The mom from The Incredibles. I have to make an omission. What am I saying here? When you confess to something, I have to give a confession on the air. I've never seen The Incredibles. I've never seen it. I know of it, but I've never seen it. Let's check out the mom from The Incredibles. Okay. I gotcha. Spandex, no doubt, 100%. All right, yeah. Though, but this is what we need to settle. And according to not me, Connor, you know, Jessica Rabbit is in fact hot. And to be clear, she is not a rabbit. She is a nightclub singer, and she's married to a rabbit because, you know, he's funny, as she would say.
And people think it's weird because it's an animated character. It's not a real person.
Right.
But you have, you know, we talked about it last week. We have a bar opening in New York where people can talk to their artificial intelligence girlfriend.
Yeah, and
so
I'll,
you're starting to blur lines in society anyway.
Also, too, when you think about Jessica Rabbit, you have to understand that Kathleen Turner voiced Jessica Rabbit, and Kathleen Turner was a big-time sex symbol. So I think a lot of people associate Jessica Rabbit with Kathleen Turner.
Oh, hi there.
Yes. So I think that part of it helps the weirdness of the fact that she is, you know, animated. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. All right, we'll get back to sports here. Let's go to, where do we want to head out here? I know. Let's go to Victor in Sacramento. What's up, Victor?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy? How are you? First time calling into the show, but been a fan of you since Evan and Tiki.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions for you about the Giants, and
of
then
course.
If you allow me to, I want to ask you, ask Tommy anything before the time starts, if that's allowed.
You know
if
what,
not,
Victor?
No worries.
For you, you got it.
All right. Well, something tells me your tone's going to change after my first thing I want to bring up. So, Tommy, big fan, like I said, but last year, towards the end of the year, I called up and nominated you for worst take of the year about Joe Shane and giving him a B+.
Okay.
I'm sure you don't remember because plenty of calls.
Yeah, now Victor, let me ask you this, though. It's just an honor to be nominated. Did we ever settle that? Was that ever settled? Like, is that something we're doing here at WFAN where the callers nominate the worst takes and then somebody sort of like, as like an, like maybe I could do that, like an Academy Award ceremony of takes and things. That's actually like a great idea. So I was just wondering if I don't want to take somebody's idea if that already happened, but you say you nominated it. It was more just you called me up and we kind of talked about it.
Well, so I actually nominated you on the show, but I think with everything going
on Evan
and
Tiki,
fan,
right?
And
Victor, or on
yeah,
one
yeah,
of my shows.
On Evan and Tiki,
okay,
I'm
gotcha,
sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I think end of year, a lot going on at the fan, a lot of change. You guys didn't get to do it, so you were never fully anointed. I did call Evan and Tiki because recently, this week actually, they have a new Are You Kidding Me segment.
Are you
and
kidding?
I told them...
What is that about?
Where they reviewed the worst opinions of the week, and then they award, and actually Sean Morash won last week's.
Got it.
So no surprise there. But then I offered the idea that they should hang on to them, and then at the end of the year, they do a bracket.
I agree with that.
And then they kind of...
The worst of the year.
Yeah,
the worst of the year. Yeah. I agree. We do it on a weekly basis, and then each week, remember the worst one. And then you'll know it, too. Like, it's not hard to remember the worst ones. So you don't necessarily have to have, like, NCAA tournament where there's a million. But I think,
like, 16
of the worst takes of the year. And then kind of count them down from there. Or top 20, something like that. 10, whatever you want. No, I think that's a good input by you, Victor.
But just the reason I wanted to call and ask, and again, we don't have to go back and forth. I know your reasoning... if you want me to say why I don't think he's done that good of a job, I can. But now after the report and about him being relegated to scouting and John Harbaugh essentially running the show,
correct?
Have you changed your opinion on that grading?
I haven't, but I think what's happening with the Giants, and I think part of the reason why Harbaugh... If anything, I feel stronger about it. I think Harbaugh, one of the reasons he signed on the dotted line was because of the roster that Joe Shane has built. The reason, in my estimation, I have zero inside information. The Giants were desperate. We all know that. They were desperate to bring in a coach the caliber of John Harbaugh. And when you're desperate, you are going to give in to anything that the coach wants, basically, within, you know, most parameters. And I think Harbaugh wanted to just be the guy. He knows how sought after he was, so he was going to sign on the dotted line with a team where he can kind of run the show. And everything funnels up to him. Harbaugh has been very complimentary of Shane. You could take that with a grain of salt, or you could say that that's, you know, sort of gospel, but that was part of that article that Ian O'Connor wrote in The Athletic on Sunday that you were referencing, where he has been very happy and pleased with the job that Joe Shane has done. And Joe Shane, when it comes to scouting, I mean, that's what? The draft? And I believe that Joe Shane has had really good drafts the last couple of years. So I think Joe Shane and the job he's done and the grade that I gave him was very fair at the time, and I stand by that grade. I have very high expectations, one would say giant expectations, for this team going into next year. My floor, and I stand by this and I will stand by it, is 10 wins and a playoff appearance, because I believe in the head coach. I believe in the quarterback. I think they have assembled a roster that's ready to win, as long as someone can teach him how to win, which is what John Harbaugh is going to do. You have the fifth overall pick. If you move a few things around, you will have some cap space. We saw the Chiefs do that with the Patrick Mahomes restructuring. The Giants can release a few players, restructure some contracts, and open up some cap room for them, where you have the ability to sign some players that can help you, whether on the offensive line, wide receiver. All signs point to Caleb Downs at five. I mean, Harbaugh was on Francesa's podcast over the weekend, and he was saying just a million glowing things about him. I would go wide receiver there, but I think the Giants are going to go with Caleb Downs. Now, this person checks in and says that, do I realize that I've had the same conversation on the air back-to-back days and all throughout your show? Enough with Brian Duker. Enough about your trip and your cat's name. One time it's funny, but over and over again, not so funny. And
hi, I'm Brian Duker.
He said he's trying to be a fan. Okay. My theory on that, inside baseball, is most people listen in increments of 15 minutes, so they might have missed it last night, and they would hear it for the first time, and then they would laugh for the first time. If I did it 20 straight days, that's fair. But back-to-back, the Duker thing is kind of a bit that we do on the show.
Can I get you some coffee?
I'm good, Brian. Thank you. And if you're, I mean, honestly, when you think of Brian Duker, and you heard that, like, when the Jets made this hire, and the news broke, the Jets are hiring Brian Duker?
Who the f*** is that guy?
What other conclusion could you draw that the guy is artificial intelligence? And to this...
Hi.
Well, thank you, Brian. You can go now. I just spent 10 minutes talking about Jessica Rabbit and whether or not she's hot. So there's some fresh material. We actually had a caller on the line that wanted to talk about Jessica Rabbit, but he dropped off.
Oh, hi there.
I'm sure Al's in bed, but he probably thinks Jessica Rabbit's hot. But yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I freshened it up a little bit. But yeah, that's a little inside baseball. You know, most people listen to the radio 15 minutes and then they're done. 15 minutes and then they're done. If you do listen to the whole show and it does get a little bit repetitive, I mean, you don't think a joke is funny over and over again?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
I could watch the same movie and over and over. If it's funny, it's funny. That's funny. I mean, they see the schmuck. They see the idiot. Well, I don't see the idiot. I think George is funny. I mean, come on. We were talking about Seinfeld so much. Everybody asked me about Curb. Love it. I mean, just absolutely ridiculous. I hope this comparison works. I feel like Seinfeld is the Stern show when they were on K-Rock.
I think it moved.
And then, because you are on, you know, a channel where you can't go too far, but then being on HBO, which is like Stern on Sirius, you can go a little bit further, and that's what Curb is. Essentially the spinoff of George Costanza, who obviously was written in the sense to be Larry David. I don't know if that analogy works, but I feel like it does. But Curb is absolutely in my top 10. Phenomenal. I like Seinfeld more, but I do love Curb. Like, if Seinfeld didn't exist and we just had Curb Your Enthusiasm, it would probably be my, I don't know if it'd be my favorite show of all time, but it would absolutely be up there. And it probably would, because in a part of me does sort of compare the two. So I wonder if there was a world without Seinfeld. By the way, Jerry Seinfeld started following me on Instagram. That happened the other day. So I'll be going to Knick games with my buddy Ben Stiller, and I'll be going to Met games with my buddy Jerry Seinfeld.
Tommy!
I mean, these two who are, you know, just generational talents in their own mind, they recognize generational talents when they see one. 888-808-1019. Coming up in 20 minutes, Ask Tommy Anything. Your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. We've already got a few on Twitter. Connor had a question from a caller that couldn't hang on the line, so we have that written down. We will address that coming up in just 20 minutes. But first, Josh is in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Tommy, I want your take. Now, you say, yeah, you know, you want A.J. Brown from Philly for
Kayvon. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Kayvon Thibodeau. Yep.
Right.
Right.
And now, on that fifth pick, you would go after another young wide receiver, correct?
Well, listen, if they trade for Brown, or if they sign, say, a Mike Evans, it would make drafting a wide receiver at five less of the priority. Therefore, right, I would go defense.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Look, no.
Go ahead.
You are entertaining and so funny.
Thank you.
I love you, Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Mm-hmm. Some people think it's repetitive and not as funny the second time. But thank you. Appreciate it. We try to entertain as best we can here on After Hours. We try to do the sports. We try to do the entertaining. Only the way we can. You know, I'm checking my notes here, Connor. Did I do a fan focus so far this hour? Let's write that down.
You did do one around 9:05.
By the way, speaking of Connor, he's the 8th millionth person to ever be in this business from the beautiful campus up north. Syracuse,
the Harvard
University
of Central New York, as they call it.
Sure. They still got a basketball program up there?
Yeah, they do, but yeah, I think it's going to fold pretty soon.
Yeah.
37-point loss to Duke.
Not only that.
30. They don't even compete with Duke. It's not even close. No. Syracuse is like a mid-major school.
Right. And I saw pictures the other day at the Dome. I mean, even the townies aren't showing up anymore for those games.
No, there's like 10 people there. How can you go out? It's snowing. It snows every single day there. It
snows in September in Syracuse.
10 feet of snow every mm-hmm. single day. Mm-hmm. It's freezing mm-hmm. cold, sub-zero mm-hmm. temperatures. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go watch them get beat by Colgate? Get beat by Old Dominion or whoever? By
That's
mid-major
right.
schools?
I lost to Hofstra. Nothing against Hofstra. Love Hofstra. Speedy Claxton, obviously, right down the block. Grew up not only 15 minutes from the college, but also from Hofstra. This is what I would say. Because our business is loaded with people from Syracuse. And I sit back every year, and I view Syracuse this way. I have such a love-hate relationship with them. I think that's the right way to put it. I absolutely root against Syracuse. I do. But I miss them now. Meaning, I don't want them to be this bad. I want them to get to the tournament. I want them to go on a small run, and then I want them to lose because of the fact that I just don't like them, and our business is just loaded with people from Syracuse and is obnoxious about it, which I understand you went there, but still I can have the stance that I have. But they are so just wretched right now, and I miss them being good. But I sat back for years, whether it was on social media or wherever the case, and everybody, you got to get rid of Boeheim. You got to get rid of Boeheim. It's done. He's got to go. He's got to go. The program is now in shambles. And I'm not saying you should have kept him. I mean, the 2-3 zone. I understand that. It was in all likelihood for a million different reasons time for him to go. My point is that you didn't realize what you had. And now that it's gone, your program is essentially an afterthought.
Yeah, the problem is they only have had success with one coach. And it's been a long time now since they've been consistently good. They have not had a 20-plus win season.
Crazy.
A year where they've won more than 20 games in 12 years. They haven't gone to the tournament in about 5 years.
And we could talk about leaving the Big East. And I, for one, I could sit here for an hour on it. I'm not going to. I do miss the old Big East. I understand why a lot of the teams left the conference. I get all of that. The Big East obviously is not what it used to be, but there's still some powerhouses there. We know that. We still have, you know, obviously St. John's and all that. But you miss those days, and I remember those days of Syracuse and UConn and Georgetown and St. John's and all that. And I do miss it, but now what we have with Syracuse is just, I've even told Connor by people that are in the know that the bar scene at Syracuse isn't the same. Now that could be a back in my day. I always hold out for the, well, back in my day, it was a lot better. But I'm being told, and I've always heard it at a great bar scene, that the bar scene at Syracuse isn't as good as it used to be.
I wouldn't be surprised because when I was there, we got ranked my freshman year as the number one party school in the nation.
How about that?
Now, I don't know how they measure that or whatever, but that's what it was. But I remember that being a really big embarrassment. My parents are very upset about that. They're going to pay this money to go me to go to the biggest party school in the country.
Second. Get lost.
The chancellor of the university, when that happened, sent an email basically apologizing on behalf of, you know, the university to everybody. So I wouldn't be surprised if they clamped down on a lot of things. Your fake ID might not work.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say this about college when it comes to like the so-called like first of all, it's an oxymoron. Every college is a partying college. You go to college in large part to party, or partying is part of the fabric of most I would say, I mean, is there a university where there isn't at least some type of partying? Whether it's in a dorm, whether it's the bar scene, whether it's, you know, fraternity row. I mean, obviously it ranges, you know, compared to where you go. And I don't want to stereotype, but probably the schools that it's maybe the higher academics, maybe there's not as big of a party scene, but why not? I don't see why not. You're telling me at Harvard and Princeton they're not partying, they're not going to bars? In what universe? There's not fraternities? There's no Greek life? Maybe there isn't. I don't know. But I just feel like across the board, you know, college and universities, it's about the partying. Anyway, long way to go to get here. At least in my experience, you can do both. And you can have a high GPA, you can be a student, you can do all that stuff and still have a good time.
Work hard, play hard?
Well, the thing about college is that, let's break this down, and then we'll get to Ask Tommy Anything, we'll get back to your sports. A course in college, I don't know how it was at Cuse, but one course is, I think, what, 3 hours a week, right?
Just about,
so you either take like a 1 3-hour course, or it's like 50 minutes, you know, three times a week or something. So usually it's around 3 hours, okay. And if you take four courses in a semester, 4 times 3, Connor, is 12. No? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. No? Yes. So that's 12 hours. Let's say you got a test, you got to study. Let's say you study for 5 hours. And I think that's being, like, that's a lot of studying. That's 17 hours. 17. We work 40 hours. That's 17. You didn't even get half of 40 hours working. That's plenty of time to do everything you need to do as a student. Even if you want to get a part-time job, you still have plenty of time to go have fun.
And you got
to
take into account.
And you should, by the way. That's part of going away to college, is experiencing that, because you're out on your own, but not really. So it's, you have that safety net. Now, don't screw it up. Don't mess up your life. You know, I had a high GPA. Now, I didn't go to shout out to ESU. I didn't go to Harvard, but I knew how to balance being in a frat or just being a guy that liked to go out and my school. Like when it was time to study, when it was a time to go to class, I would go. But when it's time to let loose, I did. I didn't have classes on Friday. So Thursday night, let's go. Friday night, let's go. Saturday night, let's go. Monday night, maybe if you have a test the next day, don't go party. That would be my advice.
And you have a lot of gen eds that are really easy classes. I took a five credit beer and wine tasting class. 5 credit.
Beer and
Dom Perignon. Yeah, it was
beer
great.
It was part of the class.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, hopefully I covered everything there. But that's just my little tangent on going away to school. Academics are very important. But I always felt like you could do both and balance both. Even if you have sports or part-time job. Even if you're taking 5 classes with the studying, it's not about the partying. It's about when you do that. Like if you're missing classes to go party, if you have a test the next night and instead of studying you partied, that's where you can run into problems for sure. But if it's Friday night and you did everything you needed to do that week as a student, then go do whatever you got to do. Absolutely. So take that advice as much as you want. If you're young and you're getting ready for college, or if you're a parent out there, maybe you don't like hearing that, but it's just the reality. You can do both, absolutely.
Showing up to class is like half the battle, especially on a Friday.
Well, and also, too, you can pick your, most of the classes, you can pick what time you take that class. So if you're afraid of, you know, oversleeping, you could do the best you can to have classes at like, you know, 2 p.m. or later. We're talking college students now, everybody. 2 p.m.! But that's early for college kids. So 2 p.m. or later. I like to do a lot of night courses. So I'd start at 7 and they'd be done by like 9:30. We're out by 10:30 and we're good to go. But when it came to academics and I had a test, I studied. I turned down going to like, you know, I don't know what they call them now, but a tap or a mixer during the week. If I had a test, if I didn't, forget it. And I just had class, I would make sure I woke up. And I'd be like the Frankenstein, you know, walking to class. But I'd get there, barely, but I'd get there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Reminder, ask Tommy anything. That's coming up in 10 minutes. It's your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. Let's not make it sports because this is your once a week chance to ask me absolutely whatever you want. Now, as far as the Knicks, big game right out of the gate at home against the Pistons. Now, you know my stance on this. If you don't, I'll tell you now. These games against the Knicks matter more to Detroit than they do the Knicks. This matchup, Knicks-Pistons, matters more to Detroit. They were the team that was eliminated last year. They are the team that has to prove, meaning the Pistons, that they are worthy of that one seed. The Pistons have taken a major leap this year. Bigger than I think most, if not all, people that give their opinions or fans of the Pistons felt like they were going to make. So they are constantly having to prove themselves. The Knicks don't have anything to prove in the regular season against the Pistons. They don't. So I think they get up for the game more. Their fans get up for the game more. Okay. That being said, I want the one seed. I do. And I think it's obtainable. I believe Detroit will regress a little bit here in the second half. They played out of their minds in the first half. I think there is room for some regression. The Knicks, who had that awful stretch after they won the NBA Cup, they finished off strong, I think, 10 out of 12 to head into the All-Star break. Their defense, which is only going to get better with Jeremy Sohan, is clicking on all cylinders. It's the best defense in basketball right now. And when you talk about OG, who's been cleared to come back, he had his entire toenail removed. I mean, that'll ruin your Saturday night. Anunoby, Mitch, Bridges, Sohan, Alvarado. I mean, you got some dogs there that are going to get after it on defense. I believe the Knicks will play better than they did in the first half here in the second half. And I think with the regression of the Pistons, and of course, I'm not forgetting the Celtics and the Cavs. They're in the mix here too, so I don't want to feel like I'm overlooking them. But with Detroit, I think taking a step back here in the second half and the Knicks taking a step forward, it will close the gap. And I want the one seed. Considering how awesome the Knicks have been at home, I think it's important that they get the one seed. When you think about all the checkpoints, you win the NBA Cup, you win the shooting skills competition at the All-Star game, you win your division, you get the number one overall seed, you get to the finals, you win the championship. Those steps to get to the mountaintop. And I'm not one of these Knicks fans that say, I don't care if they're the 3 seed, 4 seed, 5 seed. I won't be worried, but I want the 1 seed. And until that final buzzer hits or they're mathematically eliminated from the 1 seed, I am going to want to get it.
Let's go Knicks.
And that's why this game is important. Because if you are going to close that gap, the head-to-head matchups got to start getting in your favor. Long layoff, plenty of time to rest. You're getting Ananobi back. You're getting Sohan back, who might eat into Diawara's minutes, or certainly that was the perception based on some of the comments Mike Brown made today. Alvarado now settling in. The defense, as I pointed out, has been the best in the NBA over the last couple weeks, or at least a couple weeks leading into the All-Star break. Cat now can put the trade deadline behind him, mentally focus. He's on the team. You don't have to worry about Giannis. The entire team doesn't have to focus on Giannis. They're healthy. I expect a big second half from the Knicks, and I expect them to come out of the gates firing on all cylinders. So I am looking for that type of performance tomorrow night against Detroit. I won't throw in the towel if they lose. It'll be frustrating because, like I said, it'll make that one seed even tougher to get because this is where you can pick up a game easily. You beat them. But we're going to find out. I'm looking forward to it. 888-808-1019. And Sohan dyed his hair orange and blue. I mean, between him and Alvarado, I think they're going to be very popular amongst Knicks fans because of the style of basketball that they play. Similar to how Josh Hart walked in through the, of course, Jalen, but similar to the way Josh Hart walked in through those doors and instantly became a fan favorite. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. All right, here's the deal. If you know what's coming up, you already know the drill. If you're new to it, it's a segment that we call Ask Tommy Anything. What was the other name we were coming up with there, Connor? I actually already forgot it. Tell Tommy something
with a T.
With a thought. Testing Tommy's thoughts. So if you want to call it Testing Tommy's Thoughts or Ask Tommy Anything, we'll come up with a better name, I promise. That's in 5 minutes. It is your opportunity to ask me whatever you want. Don't make it about sports. We could always talk about sports. It could be about music, movies, my career, the business of radio, the whole deal. Aliens, conspiracy theories, you name it. That's coming up next. Well, even that, it is after hours and it is Lugie in the late night, so we could toe the line a little bit, no doubt. 888-808-1019. That is the number to call. So call in now. You'll have your opportunity to ask me anything. And on Twitter, it's at Tommy Lugauer, LUGAUER. Tweet at me and I will read it on the air. It's After Hours, it's Lugie in the Late Night, Tommy Lugauer, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.